This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Total Information AM continues now by looking at one of St. Louis's industries of the future, biotech. Michael Calhoun has that story.
Well, KMOX has covered St. Louis innovation extensively for more than a decade, and I'm excited to start a new series on Total Information, spotlighting the newest startups to call St. Louis home, or in some cases, to commit to staying in St. Louis. Let's talk with a member of the newest group of Arch Grants recipients. Alyssa Huffman is the founder and CEO of Illuminate. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
A pleasure to be here, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It sounds like, reading the description, it sounds like you're at the intersection of 3D printing, which a lot of people are familiar with, and medical devices. Can you give us the elevator pitch for Illuminate?
Absolutely. So what I noticed through failures in the OR, as well as family issues over time, in spine fusions particularly, we're looking to reduce the global reoperation rates. And because I had significant in family members that were affected by issues with their own spine fusions, I think this is where we can do the greatest global good. So we're creating a new era of therapeutic hardware and to reduce global reoperations and improve outcomes in orthopedic and spine, potentially dental and veterinary applications. And so unlike traditional implants that are typically smooth and rigid metal pieces of implants, we are creating porous implants. So, and the only way we can do that is with 3D printing. So to deliver not only better fixation, so bone can grow in and on the devices and strengthen the resistance to back out and loosening, but also to deliver therapeutics. And in one capacity, if you take bone marrow and draw it in to the implants, and it allows the stem cells to touch the freshly harvested bone around the hardware. And stem cells are like chameleons. What they touch, they turn into. So by drawing the stem cells in and around the hardware, the goal is to strengthen the bone surrounding the hardware. And we aim to be able to diagnose, treat, and accelerate healing directly through the devices itself.
That's incredible. I understand you spent time in St. Louis at Washington University. I'm curious about how that helped you with this process. And just a little bit more, you touched on this, but how you came to this idea.
So having worked as a distributor and sales rep in the OR with thousands of products from the neck down, I saw certain devices that provided opportunity that we could potentially use in the spine, right? That didn't loosen, even though they were in smaller bone that had a lot more weight and movement. And so I sketched out an idea in 2009 that would eventually lead to what we're bringing to market. After a series of issues, not only seeing my family members affected, but also I was in the middle of separation, had been hit by a drunk driver going 77 miles an hour, then needed brain surgery, told my employer that I needed said brain surgery, and the employer let me go 2 weeks later, even though I was very successful with the company. I decided that I was tired of being disposable and that I could actually do some good in this world with some of the ideas that I had sketched out in the OR and had been thinking about over the course of the 10, 15 years. And so I decided to bet on myself.
What does it mean then to be recognized and to get the resources, of course, from Arch Grants?
You know, that's the most special. When you work so hard and you really take the risk and you bet on yourself and you start seeing people believe in not only you, but what you're trying to do and the global good that we're trying to create, there are words that cannot quantify or correlate directly. It's this underground support that even on your worst day, you can look back and go, this is how far we've come, and these are all the people that have supported us, and where those people didn't exist, right, 5 years ago. So when you have that type of underground community, it pushes you to do better and work harder and create more.
Why does St. Louis appeal to you as a good place to continue to grow this? And what's the perception that St. Louis has among the health tech community, I suppose?
The community within St. Louis has been extraordinary, and it had to be out of St. Louis. Specifically, we had Zach Ray, chief of neurosurgery at WashU, who believed in us from day one. And we've had underground support. We've had support from Matthew McEwen, who's a phenomenal inventor and professor at WashU. My own professors at WashU, Dr. Ron King, supported me from day one. It had to be out of St. Louis. That's where the proverbial universe was telling us to be, right? And the opportunity to advance the company, because there is 3D printing in St. Louis, because there are some extraordinary engineers out of St. Louis, I think can propel us into the next generation of implants, therapeutic hardware implants that translate not just in spine, but potentially into orthopedics, hip fractures, total shoulder replacements, trauma nails. So the future is really limitless for us in orthopedics and spine, veterinary and dental applications, as well as in St. Louis, because of these high caliber minds and engineers.
Alyssa Huffman, the founder and CEO of Illuminate, one of the new members of the latest Arch Grants cohort. Thank you so much for being with us and introducing us to what you're doing, Alyssa.
Really appreciative of you, Michael, and the entire St. Louis community.
That is KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.